We both had a heart broken. Take it easy. I'm not trying to go against it. I can be a lone wolf at you. Gotta get up out of here. You wanna leave me, bye. I know you won't, cause we share common interests. You need me.
Longing for words to be said that there are no more words for. Wishing ill feelings fled, locked behind ancient doors. Hand gripping white hot blade, axe of truth. Flesh burning, teeth clenched, fire rites of penance, body drenched in blood and feathers, intestines, symbol of offense against thee. Call forth animal of sin bearing. Whip him to flee. Whip him to flee. To outer darkness. Whip him to flee. Whip him to flee. To outer darkness. Whip him to flee. Whip him to flee. To outer darkness. To outer darkness.
Simon, you're listening to 91.5.
90. Oop, there.
Okay.
I have some trouble with the mic. This is mic one. There we go. This is DJ Jake Simon. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Monday. It is Monday, February 13th. Somehow we're almost halfway through this month. 2023 is going real quick. Happy to be back in the studio, as always. Yeah, let's get right into it. The theme of today's show. People always ask me, "What do you do on your show? What's the theme?" I said, "Oh, I play world music. I play stuff from around the world." And you know, it's a little limiting sometimes. I want to have a theme because some of my friends, they come in, they have a show, and they say, I'm just going to do songs from this year, or I'm just going to do songs that remind me of this. And it's really cool because you have to be creative with the images and the memories that these songs conjure up for you. And I think it's a really cool way of sharing your personal connection with music to the listeners of 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I've got that down. That's on a little sticky note in the station and just rolls off the tip of my tongue. Anyway, theme of today, sub-theme below Global Grooves, is... Okay, so some backstory first. Let's just have a little music break. Okay, backstory. So, I got into a lot of the artists that I play on this show, a lot of these people from all around the world, a lot of these genres and styles of music through, of course, the internet. The streaming age, Spotify has just given us an unprecedented amount of access to so much music. It's just crazy, like, you know, 10, 15 years ago, it was a lot more limited. Radio was a lot more important because you'd put on the radio, you'd bring a little transistor radio or whatever, you'd have it in your car, and you'd listen to what's on the radio, and then you'd find it in a record store, and then you'd buy it, get a CD, Betamax, whatever. Not Betamax. CD, there was an old CD, not compact disc. Anyway, besides the point, nowadays, YouTube, Spotify, all these algorithms just throw music at you, and they're like, hey, we think you're gonna like this. And usually you do, sometimes you don't, but there's this as a result of this kind of mass, like, algorithmization and personalization of music tastes, to the point where it knows exactly what you like and what you will like to hear, and then you listen to it, and you're like, yeah, I like this, this is pretty cool, good job, algorithm. A byproduct of that is this whole new niche of music that it is for some reason just picked up more often by the algorithms. So there are these albums on like YouTube that you'll be scrolling and it'll come up in your recommended. You'll just see a Japanese album that you've never seen before with a really crazy, like, wacky cover. And you're like, ooh, this looks cool, I'm gonna click on it. And then you listen to it, and then you love it, and it introduces you to all this new music. That's how I got into all the stuff I'm playing today. That's how I got into a lot of the music that I listen to now. If not word of mouth by friends, then it is really just like a computer picked it for me. And it's, you know, you can't really hate it. You could be wary of it, but like, it really has shown me a lot of really cool music that I love and I still listen to. But there's this new kind of subgenre of algorithm core, not hardcore, not cottage core, but algorithm core, that is stuff that is just recommended to people. Because you look in the comments of a video like that, you click on the video with the cool album art, and you look at the comments, and they're like, they're all like surprised. They're like, oh, did this come up in anyone else's recommended? This is awesome. I can't believe I never found this before. And it's the most niche music. And now it's become like a game of you comment first before it hits like 100,000 views or 500,000 views or a million views. And you'd be like, I found this before everyone else got it recommended in their algorithm. But it's something you don't realize until you talk to someone else and you're like, hey, how did you find this album? They're like, oh, it showed up on a, you know, random Spotify mix. That's crazy to me, and for some reason, there's like an intrinsic tie with international music, because that's a stuff that's not on a lot of Western audiences' radars, but a lot of music I've found has been shown to me on Spotify playlists, or curated mixes, or on my YouTube recommended. I don't know what that says about me, I don't know if that means I'm like chronically online, as they say, but... I found a lot of really cool music, and I wanted to share that with you. So, we're going to be playing some songs today. I'll give some background as we go, but stuff that is either well-known as, like, recommended core on the internet that many people have had recommended to them, or stuff that's been recommended to me, and then I'll give my own little personal anecdotes about. So, without further ado, this next one is a jazz trio out of Somalia. Featuring Ali Shaheed Muhammad of the Tribe Called Quest fame. He's like a DJ, but he also plays like jazz bass. Crazy. Found it in a playlist. There's a whole series called Jazz is Dead. This like East African jazz. And I love it. Many great songs. Finding a lot of cool artists through this. But anyway, this is Baba Ibeji by Brian Jackson, Ali Shaheed Muhammad, and Adrian Young. We'll be right back. this one, this is a title in Chinese that I will admit I cannot read, but this whole album is crazy. Just found it. I actually found a friend listening to it. Neil and Kumar, if you're listening, thank you for listening to this album. And I saw it from my friend's activity in the Spotify tab. And it's really cool. So I thought I'd put on the show. Next up is a recommended core classic. It's Japanese jazz pianist Ryo Fukui with his album Scenery. If you've seen this album cover, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is like just something that people on the internet love to talk about and love to say that it was recommended to them too. And it's a fantastic jazz album, and I recommend checking out the rest of Ryo Fukui's work. But I'll let him take it away. This is I Want to Talk About You. Thank you. So a little bit more on the theme of today's show, is algorithm core. More specifically, Spotify and YouTube recommended core. A funny thing you see across a lot of these albums is really, since they're on the internet, it's a competition for attention, right? So they have very eye-grabbing or irreverent names or song titles or album titles. This one is called End of the World Part 2 on an album called Electronic Music for Chinese Restaurants. Caught my eye. I was like, I want to hear what this sounds like. It's an interesting way of kind of garnering clicks on like a YouTube video and maybe monetizing and profiting off of this like royalty-free music or stuff that is so obscure that it's either in the public domain or it's just people won't get out after you for making money off of it. Not to get too doom and gloom there, but on the flip side, it shows a lot of people, introduces a lot of people to some really cool music. I know there have been some careers, some Japanese artists have been like, their careers have been revived because they've just had like a new found popularity on YouTube. And this, again, it's not unique to YouTube. This happened on places like MySpace and places like sites like Tumblr. There are, there's kind of a canon, there's been a built up canon of Tumblr or MySpace or YouTube famous albums, such as this next one. This is if you look at this album cover, you've probably come across this before. It's a Russian artist called Molchat Doma. The album cover is like a really Soviet looking brutalist Russian building, or a building I assume is in Russia. But it kind of ties into the political inclinations of a lot of people at the time. There's a weird kind of fetishization of Russian culture and by American audiences. But this song is cool. This is by Molchat Doma. It's like Russian Joy Division.
Thank you. Hey, 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 Dr. Strangelove, how you gonna save the world? I've been let down one too many times. Now the dollar took me for a ride. I got drunk and do the mess around. So I stay home and play with jeans. Hey, Dr. Strangelove, how you gonna save the world? Hey, 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 Dr. Strangelove, how you gonna save the world?
Okay, so now that we're familiar with the theme, let's make some analysis, shall we? If we're looking at this playlist, there's a running theme of Japanese jazz, Eastern European post-punk, and what else? And clickbaity names. So something about those three things. That's the key to the algorithm. I don't know if anyone's trying to figure out how to game the YouTube or Spotify algorithm, but just have a crazy name in all caps, or be Japanese, or from Poland or Russia. I guess that's it. This is Harumi Hosono, who's from Yellow Magic Orchestra, who's actually a well-known band in Japan, but have had a second coming for Western audiences through sites like YouTube and platforms like Spotify. There's a surprising lack of South American or African representation in a lot of these recommended things, which we can get into that. That's probably for another show. I know we have many people that would like to say something about that, but just something to consider. Anyway, moving on, we have Take You to the Mediterranean with this next one. This is Re Mi to Overture by Don Carlos. Thank you. Okay, this one's a little too crazy for my taste. Let's segue this into a good old PSA from your pre-recorded fellows in Rivendell. Take it away.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
So true.
Plaza de Mayo, observa la gente desde el mismo árbol. Y al llegar el verano, cuando la ciudad se cubre de flores, vienen y van.
Bienvenidos al Jardín de los Presentes.